நம்ம காரணமா எல்லாரும் ஷிஃப்ட் ஆகணும்னு பார்த்து ஜெயமின் நமுகார் மந்திரம்
நமோ அரிஹந்தம் நமோ சித்தம் நமோ ஆரியாரம் நமோ விஜயம் எச்ச பஞ்ச நமோகார சர்வநாசன மகாம் சர்வசி பரமம் ஹவ மங்களம்
சத்தாரி அரஹந்த மங்களம் சேத்த மங்களம் சாஹு மங்களம் கேவலி பனந்தோ தம்மோ மங்களம் சத்தாரி லோகோத்தமா அரஹந்த லோகோத்தமா
Jaimin and Arush, both of you missed a few parts of Ramukar Mantra and Chittari Mangal part. Who will correct it again? What did they miss? What did Jaimin miss? Anyone? Hello? Hello? Yeah, Arjun?
Yes?
Did Jaimin said it all right or there was something he missed?
Last week we discussed daily timetables, I think.
Arjun, are you all able to hear
yeah.
me? Am I
what was
audible?
That?
Am I
yeah,
audible?
Yeah. Yes, you are.
I am asking Jaimin and Arush, both of them missed some parts of Namukar Mantra and Chittari Mangal Path respectively. So, did anyone notice that? And if yes, which parts?
I noticed it, but I can't remember which part. I noticed that they missed a part.
Okay. Anyone? Natasha? Dia?
Did he miss Namolue Sabasaunam?
Very good. Namolue Sabasaunam. Jaimin, Namukar Mantra again, please.
Namori Antaram, Namo Siddharam, Namo Aryaram, Namo Vajayanam. Namo Lai Sava Sahanam, Esho Pancha Namokaro, Sava Pav Panashna, Mangalam Chit Savesi Paramam Have Mangalam.
Very good, very good. You mistakenly missed Namo Lai Sava Sahanam. Arush, will you say Chittari Mangal part again?
Say again?
Yeah.
Okay. Chittari Mangalam, Arahanta Mangalam, Seta Mangalam, Sahu Mangalam, Kevalipanato, Thammo Mangalam, Chittari Logotama, Arahanta Logotama, Seta Logotama, Sahu Logotama, Kevalipanato, Thammo Logotama, Chittari Sharanam Apavichami.
Okay, what did Arush miss now? Now you noticed anyone?
He said,
Which Sharanam Bhavajami?
Arehanta.
Arehanta Sharanam Bhavajami. Both of the times, same mistake, Arush. Chitari Sharanam Pavajami, Arhante Sharanam Pavajami, Siddhe Sharanam Pavajami, Sahu Sharanam Pavajami, Kevali Panattam Namam Sharanam Pavajami. Okay, Arush? Arush?
Yes.
What did you miss?
Arhante Sharanam Pavajami.
Arhante Sharanam Pavajami. Okay. Okay, now today we have all of us. What did we do in the last class? Which chapter? Anyone?
Second to last chapter. It was on daily timetables.
Daily timetables. So what should be our daily timetables? And anyone tell, explain it to Natasha?
Anubhavji, there was one more mistake in what he said.
Oh, okay, tell us.
It should be Logutamo, but he said Logutama.
Oh, okay. Okay, likewise, there are a few mistakes we all do, so we'll be taking those mistakes, you know, later in the class, not, I don't think this year, because like, Aso Panch Namo Karo we say, but there is Aso Panch Namo Yaro. Okay, but actually what happens that these grammatical mistakes in Sanskrit and Prakrit language we are tend to do because we have always been saying these things. So we'll be taking these, but I think we should take these in the later class because I tried this with you all last year. Like Chitari Mangalam and Aso Panch Namo Yaro, both of these mantras. So, okay, Diya, well, what did Diya say? Anybody noticed? What is the mistake according to Diya? Anyone? She says something Logottama, Logottumo. Okay, we'll notice it today. You all have your book open, part 1.
What chapter?
Part 1 book you have, all of you have?
Yes.
Balpot, part 1.
I do.
Everyone has
I do as well.
Okay. Open the second chapter, 4 Mangals.
The second book or the first book?
The first book, second chapter. Opened?
Yes.
Yes, Arush, what?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, who said it then?
Anubhavji.
Haan, yes, say Diya.
Which chapter?
It's chapter number 2, the 4 Mangals. Part 1, chapter 2.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, now what we all have to do, one by one, we'll just read the English, okay? English you know to read, but you read the spelling and you pronounce it according to the spelling, okay? Like Chattari, you can see it in English, written Chattari, then Mangalam, Mangalam, okay? So try to pronounce it as per the spelling given, not as per what you remember, okay? You got me? Hello?
Yes.
What I'm saying is forget what you remember, just read what is written. It's Chattari Mangalam or Chattaro Mangalam, like that, okay? Everyone got what I'm saying?
Yes.
We have to read, not speak, okay? I mean, read, not speak, tell what you remember. Read only what you read. Okay? Okay. So, Arush, will you speak and, I mean, read it aloud for us?
Yes. There are four benefactors.
No. The mantra in English. I am asking for the mantra. The Chatari Mangal part.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Chatari Mangalam, Arhanta Mangalam, Siddha Mangalam,
You are reading it, right? You are not speaking it according to your memory, right? Read the mantra from the book. Yeah, continue. Start.
Yes, reading it. Chatari Mangalam, Arahanta Mangalam, Siddha Mangalam, Sahu Mangalam, Kevali Panato Dhammo Mangalam.
Very good.
Chatari Lokutama, Arahanta Lokutama, Siddha Lokutama, Sahu Lokutama, Kevali Panato Dhammo Lokutama.
Wait, Arush. Read it again. Kevali Panato.
Kevali Panato Dhammo Mangalam. Mangalam.
Loguttama. Read it again. Loguttama. Is it Loguttama written?
Kevali Panato Dhammo Loguttamo.
Loguttamo. Yes. What you see, in every other verse there is Loguttama. And in the last verse there is Loguttamo. That's what Diya was saying.
Oh.
Did you see the difference? Chatari Loguttama, Arehanta Loguttama, Siddha Loguttama, Sahu Loguttama, Kevali Panato Dhammo Loguttamo. Everyone got this different?
Yes.
So, should I read it again?
Yes, read it again.
Chatari Loguttama, Arehanta Loguttama, Siddha Loguttama, Sahu Loguttama, Kevali Panato Dhammo Loguttamo.
Very good, very good. Excellent. Next.
Chatari Sharanam Pavichami, Arahanta Sharanam Pavichami, Siddha Sharanam Pavichami, Sahu Sharanam Pavichami, Kevali Panatam Dhammam Sharanam Pavichami.
Did he read it correct? Who will read it correctly again, this Sharanam Pavichami? Okay, firstly, it's Sharanam or Saranam. Because there is no SH, there is only SA, sa, not sh, like in shell, and S-E-double-L, cell. So it's Saranam, Chatari Saranam Pavajami, not Sharanam. Okay, who will read it correct again? Jaimin, please read it for us.
Chatari Mangalam, Arahanta Mangalam, Siddha Mangalam, Sahu.
Chatari Saranam Pavajami.
Chatari Saranam Pavajami, Arahanta Saranam Pavajami,
Arahanta or Arahante?
Arahante?
Yes, Arahante. See, just call up every other. Like Arehanta Loguttama, Arehanta Mangalam, but here what it is, Arehante Saranam Pavajami. It's not Arehanta Saranam Pavajami. Did you get the difference?
Yeah.
Everyone? Okay, now, yeah.
Chatari Saranam Pavajami, Arehante Saranam Pavajami, Siddha Saranam Pavajami, Sahu Saranam Pavajami, Kevali Padantam Dhammam Saranam Pavajami.
Everybody got it?
Yes.
So what is the difference in Saranam Pavajami? Arehanta becomes Arehante, Siddha becomes Siddhe. Rest everything is same. Okay? So, Chittari Mangalam, Arehanta Mangalam, Siddha Mangalam, Sahu Mangalam, Kevali Panato Dhammo Mangalam. Then, Chattari Loguttama, Arehanta Loguttama, Siddha Loguttama, Sahu Loguttama, Kevali Panato Dhammo Loguttamo. So, in the above, what was the Kevali Panato Dhammo Mangalam? What is here? Kevali Panato Dhammo Logutmo. Then Chattari Sarinam Sarinam, not Sharinam. Chattari Sarinam Pavachami Arihante 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 Sarinam Pavachami Siddhe Sarinam Pavachami Sahu Sarinam Pavachami Kevali Panattam. What is there in above line? Kevali Panatto. Now what is here? Kevali Panattam. Then Dhammo. No, not Dhammo. Dhammam. Saranam Pavachami. Kevali Panattam. Dhammam. Saranam Pavachami. Everybody notice the differences? Hello? Okay, Natasha, can you read the full text of it again? Clearly.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Chattari Mangalam, Arihanta Mangalam, Siddha Mangalam, Sahu Mangalam, Kevali Panatto Mangalam. Chattari Loguttama, Arahanta Loguttama, Siddha Loguttama, Sahu Loguttama, Kevali Panato Dhammo Loguttama. Loguttamo.
Yeah.
Chattari Saranam Pavajami, Arihante Saranam Pavajami, Siddhe Saranam Pavajami, Sahu Saranam Pavajami, Kevali Panatam Dhammam Saranam Pavajami.
Very good, very good. Okay, there's one more thing. Is it Arahanta or Arihanta? What is it? Observe and tell me. It's Arihanta or Arahanta? What is it? It's Arihanta or Arahanta? Read it and tell me. You have text in front of you. Tell me, it's Arahanta or Arihanta? You got the difference. Arahant, Arihant. What is it?
Arahant.
Arahant. There is no Arihant. Okay. It's Chattari Mangalam. Arahanta Mangalam. Not Arihanta Mangalam. A-R-A. Not A-R-I. Arahanta. Not Arihanta. You all observed it? You all agree with me?
Yes.
Anyone who has a doubt? No? Okay, Dia, read it completely, the full text, read it again, Dia, aloud. Very good. Excellent. Arjun, can you read it? All complete text for us?
Sure. Chattari Mangalam, Arahanta Mangalam.
Arahanta, yeah, not Arihanta. Very good, correct.
Arihanta, Siddha Mangalam, Sahu Mangalam, Kevali Panato Dhammo Mangalam. Chattari Loguttama, Arihanta Mangalam.
Arahanta. Arahanta.
Arahanta.
Arahanta. Yes.
Arahanta. Bhagavatama.
Arahanta. It's Arahanta, not Arihanta. Say it Arahanta.
Arahanta.
Yes. Excellent. Very good. Yeah.
Arahanta. Lugotama, Siddha Lugotama, Sahu Lugotama, Kevli Panato Damo Lugotamo. Chitari Sarnam Pavajami Arahanti Sarnam Pavajami
Arahanti. Arahante Sarinam Pavajami.
Arahante Sarinam Pavajami, Sahu Sarinam Pavajami, Kevli Panantam Dhamma Sarinam Pavajami.
Sarinam or Sarinam?
Sarinam.
Sarinam Pavajami. Excellent. Okay? So now on, what we are going to do is, in every class you have to pronounce it this way, and we all will be listening, and whoever does a mistake, we'll just correct it, okay? By this way, we'll be speaking the correct mantra, because we should not mistake in doing mantra. Okay, it's okay if we cannot correct it completely at this stage. But later we should know where are we mistaking, then we'll be able to correct it. Okay? The same way there are problems in SO Panch Namo Yaro part. So that we'll be taking in next class, okay? For today, this Chattari Mangal correction we did. Okay. So who has explained the daily timetable to Natasha? She was absent in last class. Jaimin, will you explain her?
Explain what?
To her, the daily timetable that we learned in the last class. What should be our daily timetable? How do we start our day?
You should get up before sunrise. And
yeah.
Chant the Namo Kaya Mantra 9 times.
Yeah.
And then think over the nature of the body, of the soul, in order to purify the mind.
Very good. Then?
And then you should brush your teeth and take a bath and put on clean clothes to go to the temple for darshan.
Very good. And we know the process of how to do darshan. We did it in Dev Darshan.
And then you should have breakfast and go to school or study at home and take the morning meal from 10 to 11 a.m. Should be free from his evening meal before sunset. One should not take his meal during the night, and you should study up to 8 or 9 as long as you can concentrate.
Okay, very good, Amish. Okay, so tell me, it's the breakfast is before going to temple or after coming from temple? How is it scheduled? Eating breakfast. Arjun, when is it scheduled? Before going to temple or after coming from temple? Anyone? Arush?
Before?
Before. Okay. So first I take breakfast and then I go to temple, or I go to temple and I come back and then I take breakfast? I'm asking for sequence given in the chapter.
You eat breakfast after you come from temple.
Yeah, so why is it? Like, why don't we eat and then go to temple?
Because
according to this chapter.
Because we don't do jeja after we eat. We should eat after we pray.
Yeah. What an idle child should do, or idle any person should do, he should first thing in the morning, first thing what we are doing, we are remembering our Panch Parameshthi, right? By Namukar Mantra, the moment we wake up early in the morning, we are not defining time, we should get early in the morning, and first thing what do we do after getting up early in the morning? Did we all try doing this? 9 times Namukar Mantra. How many of us did? This was the homework, right?
I did.
Okay, Arjun did. Who else did?
I did.
Okay. Jamin also did. Who else? Diya. 9 times Namukar Mantra after you wake up. Did you observe that?
Yes.
Okay. And Arush, you?
Yes.
Oh, everybody did it. Okay, well. You told Natasha also to do it, or you didn't tell her? Arush.
I wasn't here last class, but I regularly say Namukar Mantra and Chatari Mangal Path at night, though. Not in the morning. I do it at night.
Okay. So what we learned in the last class, Natasha, that before going to sleep at night, you should say it 9 times, Namukar Mantra. And after getting up early in the morning, or after getting up in the morning, you should say it 9 times. So before sleep, after waking up. Buddha. So our day ends with it and our day starts with it. Okay? So this is what we do. Okay, why do we do this? Anyone remembers? We discussed it. Anyone, say it. Say, participate. It's okay if you say anything incorrect or anything what you think and what we didn't discuss. It's okay. But say, why do you think we should start our day and we should end our day by Namukar Mantra? We talked about it. Like, why do we take bath to clean the body? Why do we think about 5 Parameshthis and nature of soul and the things? To purify our mind, right? Hello?
Yes.
This was the reason, right? No one remembers. Okay. So we have this teacher and Ramesh and a few kids talking, right? So what does teacher say on page number 18? Ramesh says, sir, kindly prepare a timetable for us. We shall follow it from today. So what does teacher say? Everybody should get up before sunrise. First of all, he should chant the Namukar Mantra 9 times. Then he should think over the nature of soul. Why? In order to purify his mind. Then student asks, does mind also become impure? Teacher says, yes. As the body becomes unclean by outside dirt, etc., so our mind becomes impure by delusion, attachment, and aversion. From rag, dvesha, and mithyatva, right? Rag, dvesha, moh. Delusion, attachment, and aversion. This is what we all own. So, because of it, our mind becomes impure. We think bad about others. We curse others. We don't want to be friends with other kids. Why? Because our mind is impure. We don't think that they are good kids. We don't think they are good. So we do not think good. So just as our body becomes clean by bathing, so by virtue of understanding the nature of our soul and the perfect soul, our minds becomes purified. We should take care of the inner and the outer purity. So you take bath daily, so why don't you think about things and nature of the world regularly, so that as your body is clean, also your inside, inner place is also clean. You don't have that thoughts inside you. Making sense or no? Hello? Hello? I'm not making sense to any of you. Yes, say. Namukar mantra we say to remember the five parameshti and to, you know, recall that, oh, I have to be like them. They are my idols. So for that we say Namukar mantra. And after Namukar mantra, why do we think about who am I and what is this body and what the nature of the world is? That is to purify our mind. So yeah, saying Namukar mantra also purifies our mind. But thinking after saying Namukar mantra about the things, it purifies, you know, our thinking process. Oh, why am I getting angry? I don't need to.
And after that, we should also say that we do less kashai.
What? We should what?
We should pray that we do less kashai.
Yes. That is what, by thinking about the nature of soul, I mean. Our soul does not have any anger, any bad thing, any papa or any kashaya, any passion. So when we are thinking about ourselves, then what do? Oh, why am I getting angry? Why do I need to think bad of him? This is not my nature. So this is what the same thing we are. Either what we learned last time is we should resolve in the morning that I will not do any papa or kashaya. So that's what we are doing. We are purifying our soul by thinking about, oh, kashayas are bad, papa are bad, they are not my nature. I should not do it because they are not my main nature. And therefore we, you know, detest ourselves from doing those things. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, everyone understood till now, like what do? After we wake up, so our question was, this primary question was, that why breakfast before going, not before going to temple, but after going to temple, after coming from temple? Because as you started your day with remembering five parameshtis, the first thing in a day you should do after getting, you know, cleaned up and ready is to do the darshan of Bhagwan. Because the person who wants to be Bhagwan has nothing more important in life than looking at Bhagwan and being like Bhagwan. So first thing in the morning, what we do? Dev darshan. So in India, if we have, what we do in India, what we do, you know, what does the parents do over India? You can ask your parents, okay? What do parents do here? The kids get up in the morning, they do Namokar mantra and everything, they take bath, and then their mom, then they ask for food, give me something to eat, they tell their moms. So what does mom say? Go to the temple. And if you don't go to the temple first, I'll not give you anything. So like my mom, she never gives me a thing before going to, if I have not gone to the temple. Why? Because our parents want us to know that, okay, more than food, who is important? These five parameshtis are important. So first thing first, what is the first thing in the morning you do? You do. After taking bath, after getting cleaned up, after getting ready, what do? We go to the temple, we do Dev Darshan, and then we come back and then we start eating or doing anything we want to do. Okay, so what is the most important thing? Most important thing for us is our Jindev, our Bhagwan, our Ananta Parameshti, our Siddha Parameshti, Acharya Parameshti, Upadhyaya Parameshti, Sadhu Parameshti. So India, if you come here ever, you'll see the little kids, you know, they cry in front of their mom, no, I want to eat. And their moms, you know, knowingly, they do not want their kids to learn that, okay, you can eat without looking at your Lord. So they, you know, purposely do that. Okay, go to the temple. Okay, I'll come with you. We both will go to the temple. And then after coming back, okay, just do darshan. Don't do pujan. But go and watch who is there in temple. Bhagwan is there in temple. So we used to do this. We used to like wake up if we woke up. Okay, and I'm ready by 7 or 8 a.m. And then if I ask for anything, my mom would send me to the temple first. I say, no, I don't want to go. No, she'll say, no, you have to go first. So then what happens now if I'm in any of the city? What do I do? I do not eat until I have done the Dev Darshan. Why? Because I have known. I have taught by my parents what? That, yes, looking at your Bhagwan is the first thing you should do in any day of your life before doing anything for this body, like eating. Okay? It's okay. Like in America, you don't have temple so nearby, so it's not possible for you. But ever you get so lucky that there is a Jain Mandir, Jain temple around you, always try to practice it. Okay? What will you practice? That before eating anything, what should we do first? If I have Mandir in a feasible distance, in a distance that is explainable, I can get there. Like say it's a kilometer away or it's 500 meters away, it's yards away from my home. I will first go to the temple, do Dev Darshan, praise my Bhagwan, praise five Parameshtis, and then come back and then do things. Okay? Hello?
Okay.
Everyone?
Okay.
Okay, so if ever in life, I think you will, because I think the number of Jain temples will increase as the time passes in Americas as well. Okay? Because we all are there, so we'll need it someday, because we tend to go to the temple, we all Jains, right? To our Panch Parameshtis. So if ever you get close to temple, which is like feasible distance for us, what should we do first always? Never forget this. Okay, today we cannot do it daily. It's okay. We are unable to. We don't have a temple around. But when we will be able to, we'll not miss the opportunity. We'll not just let it be this way that, okay, chalo, Mandir is there. Okay, what happened? I'll go in the evening. I'll go after eating. No. First thing is what? Jain temple for me. Okay? Okay. Hello?
Okay.
Everyone, any question? Okay, Natasha, you after we end this class, you can just go through the dialogues of these teacher and student. It's a two-page dialogue, and it covers the complete timetable. Okay? Okay, so now what we have to start is we have to start the story that is pending for so long now. Which story it is? Hello? There is one story we were about to do. Which is it?
The executioner Yampal.
Executioner Yampal. Okay, excellent. Okay, so we all will open that story. Okay, have you all read it?
Yes.
Everyone is there with me, or somebody is lost in dreams, or somebody is feeling sleepy, or when somebody is getting bored? Anybody
yes,
with any of the above cases? Who is getting bored?
No.
Okay, don't lie. Be, you know, a little transparent and say, anybody not feeling good? Feeling bad, getting bored, yawning. Anyone?
I'm not bored and I have already read this story.
Yeah, okay. Who is bored? Tell me. We'll do something about it then. We'll have some fun. Say, who is getting bored? No one is. Arush?
Yes?
Good. Getting bored? So much of Gyan. Okay.
Good.
Okay. And Jamin, you must be getting bored. Are you?
No.
Not really.
Not really. Okay, so you're not getting bored. Arjun, you?
No, I'm not bored.
You're not bored. Okay. So now we'll have a story. It's interesting. We all have read the story, right? It's about executioner. Who is executioner? What do we mean by executioner? What does he do? Executioner.
The man who kills the people on death row.
On death row. Okay, so who kills everyone, anyone, or who kills specified people? Whom does he kill?
Specified people.
There used to be kings in earlier days, and king used to observe, you know, all the regulations, and you know, they had all this criminal thing. So if there is someone who has done something, you know, really punishable, they used to award them death penalty. And who used to execute those penalties? These executioners. So they executed at the order of the king, not on their own will. Okay. It was their job. It was not like they were some people like terrorists just going around and killing people. No. The king used to order them, okay, this person has committed this murder or something. This person has committed this sin. We should, okay, so he is awarded death penalty, and then the executioner used to be called, and then he will come and he will execute the order of the king. Okay, we are clear with this. Okay, so what is happening? There is one city of Podanpur, and who is there? There is a king. What is the name of the king? Mahabal, King Mahabal, right? Am I right? Correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, and the king had a son named Yampal, right? Right? Hello, no one remembers the story or no one has read the story.
It's King Mahabal.
So Mahabal, the King Mahabal had a son named Yampal, right?
Yes.
Correct, right? Am I going right or wrong? Just correct me if I'm wrong anyway. What? I'm not able to hear you.
The execution name was Yampal.
So who was the son of the king? What was his name? It's given on the first paragraph of the story. Unluckily, the King Mahabal had an ill-mannered, spoiled, ruined, and flesh-eater son named Prince Bal. Bal. So Mahabal and Bal. These are two people. Mahabal is father, Bal is son. Mahabal is king, Bal is prince. Okay? And they dwelled in the kingdom of Podanpur. Which city it is? Podanpur, city of Podanpur. Okay, you know who is there? Who famous personalities from Podanpur?
Who?
I
can't find the file right now.
Have you ever heard the name of Podanpur before? Ever? Anyone? Okay. Anyone remembers the son of, you know, the sons of our first Tirthankar, Adinath? King Adinath, how many sons he had? He had many sons, right? Anyone remembers the name of the son? Like, Any two sons, you know, you remember the name of the sons of Adinath, King Adinath?
Bahubali.
Bahubali and Bharat. Bharat and Bahubali, right? Nanda had given birth to Bharat and 100 other kids. Right? Hello?
Yeah.
And so Nanda gave birth to whom? Bahubali and Sundari. Right? One daughter and one son, Bahubali and Sundari, right?
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
We forgot this, we don't remember it, or we do?
A little bit.
We forgot it. Okay, so now I just recalled, so who will tell me again? I just told you. King Adinath had two daughters, Nanda and Sunanda, right?
No, those were the names of his wives.
Yeah, his wife. So, yeah. So, from Nanda, how many kids he had? And from Sunanda, how many kids he had?
Two.
Nanda, we did it in that skit as well. Nanda, how many kids he had? Bharat and 100 other kids and there was one daughter, Brahmi. And from Sunanda, Bahubali and Sundari, right? Forgot? Okay, you all suggest me that we go back to the chapter and we revise it or something. Hello, say something, please. Okay, you all have book chapter number 7, Bhagwan Adinath.
Wait, was this in the Bhagavad Pachala?
Hello?
Was this in the Bhagavad Pachala books?
Yes, it's Bhagavad part one book, chapter number 7, Bhagwan Adinath.
So was the story of the executioner Yampo, was that in one
no,
of the
no,
books?
No, it's not there. I was just asking and I just figured out you've forgotten everything. I thought that because we have to know that who is. So we'll just come to the page number 21. It's a very small dialogue, so we can do it quickly. Okay, Natasha, your mother and the daughter is Dia, again. Open the book and start the dialogue. Daughter is Dia, mother is Natasha. Lesson number 7, Bhagwan Adinath, part 1 of Balbodh Pathmala, page number 20.
Can I start?
Yeah, start.
Mommy, let us go home.
Just wait, let me recite Bhagamara Stotra.
What is Bhagamara Stotra?
It is a devotional poem in which Bhagwan Adinath has been adored.
Mommy, who was Adinath in whose adoration thousands of people recite this poem?
He was a god. He knew all the things of the world. He was perfectly happy because he was devoid of delusion, attachment, and aversion.
Had he been unattached and omniscient since birth?
No, my dear. He achieved the state of non-attachment and omniscience by his supreme efforts. Born in Ayodhya, he was the son of King Nabi Raya and Maru Devi, the queen.
Prince? What? Did he not rule?
Yes, he ruled and married also. He had two wives. Nanda was his first wife, who bore 100 sons, including Bharat Chakravarti, and a daughter, Brahmi. His second wife was Sunanda, who bore Bahubali, and a daughter, Sundari.
So, that Bharat, the Chakravarti, and Bahubali, sons of Lord Adinath?
Adinath attained godhood later in life. He was simply King Rishabhdeo at the time. Since he was the first Tirthankar, he was called Adinath. One day, Nilanjana was dancing in his court. During the course of the dance, Nilanjana passed away. Seeing this, he realized the transitoriness of the world, forsook the royal life, and became a saint. For 6 months, he remained absorbed in contemplation. For the next 6 months also, he did not get food due to his self-imposed conditions. After a year, on a certain day, King Shreyansh gave him sugar cane juice for the first time. Since then, the day has been celebrated as Akshaya Tritiya festival in India.
Did he become omniscient immediately after becoming a saint?
No, my dear. For 1,000 years, he remained in the state of self-absorption. One day he obtained perfect knowledge in the state and began to preach his gospel, which showed the path of liberation to the world.
So you offered your prayers to him. I shall also do the same. Will he show me also the path of liberation?
By all means, offer your prayers to him. Leaving the glories of Samosharan, the religious court, he became a perfectly liberated soul. The way to liberation, as preached by him, is shown to us by the enlightened souls. The person who tread his path are his true devotees and can attain godhood in the same way.
Hello?
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 Yeah, just a minute. Anubhavji, are you
hello,
there?
Hello.
No problem.
Yeah. Sorry. So did you all see that the script has come from the chapter, this chapter, right? Could you relate it with the script we had? The dialogues are exactly same, right?
Yes. Exactly.
Okay, the part about Adinath Bhagwan, sorry, Mahavir Bhagwan has come from the second part of the book in which there is a chapter named Bhagwan Mahavir. Okay, so we have Adinath, the king Adinath has two wives. Nanda has 100 sons and one daughter, 100 sons including Bharat Chakravarti, and Sunanda has what? Bahubali and Brahmi Sundari. Okay, sorry, Bahubali and Sundari. And here 100 sons and one daughter, which is Brahmi. Okay. So now what I have to tell you, the city of Podanpur. Okay, Bahubali was the king of city of Podanpur. When you know Bharat and Bahubali had a fight, you know, have you seen that long Bahubali Bhagwan's, you know, idol? Have you seen it in pictures? This very long idol of Bahubali Bhagwan.
Yes.
No. Have you seen it? It has, you know, the plants are, you know, around it, you can see. Have you never seen it in pictures somewhere?
Kind of.
Everybody knows Bahubali Bhagwan's idol. How does it look like? No?
I want to go see the big statue of him in Surat.
You have been to see, you have gone to that, you came to India and saw it?
Yeah.
Oh wow, great. So it's Bahubali Bhagwan. So the Bahubali Bhagwan, sorry, so the king Bahubali, when he was not a Muniraj or not a Arihanta Parameshti, he used to be king of the city of Podanpur. Okay? In the same city, this story relates to. In that city, there is a king named Mahabal. And Mahabal has a prince Bal, and what does he do? Mahabal king, he is very religious, right? Is he religious or not? You have read the story, right? You all have read the story. Anyone who has not read the story? Everybody
Which
has
story?
Read
story?
This is the executioner Yampal.
Oh no, I've read it.
Anyone who has not read it? No one? Okay, we all have read it. Okay. So now, we have three characteristics in the story. Mahabal, Prince Bal, King Mahabal, and then there is the executioner Yampal. Okay. The story starts with the instance where executioner Yampal is passing through the jungle. What happens? He was bitten by someone. Who? By a?
Snake.
Snake. Why he got bitten by a snake? Story mentions something about it. A snake. He was walking and what happened?
He got bitten.
Yeah, he was bitten. Why he was bitten? Something is mentioned in the story.
He was not looking.
He was not looking where? At the snake.
He was not looking down.
Not looking down. Okay, how does our Muniraj walk? Muniraj walk like looking at the scenery of the nature.
No, Muniraj walks looking.
Muniraj, you know, how does our Muniraj walk? We call it Irya Samiti. Like, it's a term that we'll be learning later when we'll be learning about Muniraj. But our Muniraj, they always walk looking, you know, four hands. The distance equals to four hands. If you combine, your like, four times your hand, the length of the four times your hands, okay? That much length, they just look at that. That much of the ground and then they walk. Why do they do so? That in that length I am walking, and from where I am, the length up till the four hands, okay, four times my one hand, this much of the space, if there is any jiva, if I notice it, so I can stop walking, or I can, you know, save it, or I can just pass over it, but I cannot put my legs on it. Getting, so if we look down at the earth, we are saved from lot of things. While we walk, we should always look down and see if there is no, you know, insects, and, or for that matter, snake or something. Are you getting me? So in
yes.
Jainism, what we say, we should, you know, watch our every step. That's how we can do ahimsa. How do we practice ahimsa? We know there is no way what we are doing. In no way we are doing hinsa or committing any hinsa of any jiva. So how is it possible? If we observe while we walk, while we eat, while we do anything. While we eat, we always, you know, cook our food by taking the highest of the precautions, highest observed way. The same way, if we are walking, we have to look down and then walk. You know, therefore Jainism says, you know, after a certain level, you have attained your soul, you are Sammik Drishti, you have attained Sammik Darshan or something, then you become Shravak. So, you know, they cannot run. They do not run. Why do they not run? Because it's impossible while you run to look on the ground at how many jivas are there. So, if you're running, it is possible that you'll step down on someone's, you know, small body. Therefore, okay, we are not stopping at this stage. We should not stop from running. Okay, fine. But whenever we walk, we should look at the ground that, oh, is there some jiva are there? Because there are so many small insects that walk in the ground. Okay? So his mistake was that he was not looking down on the way. He was not aware, okay, where is he walking? And there was a snake, and he went there, and snake just thought it's a threat. It's a threat, and what did he do? He just he bited it. He bited Yampal. He got bitten by a snake. Then what happened? He became unconscious. So his family came, and what did it do?
They thought he was dead,
correct. So what did they do? What did they do? It's written in the story. They left his body there.
They took him for cremation.
Yeah, I mean they left his body at cemetery. Okay, so they didn't burn him. They just left him. He was executioner. So where all the dead people are brought, they left him there. Okay? Hello? I think what we should do, what you all should do, our time is already up. So what we'll be doing is, we'll be reading this story in the next class. You come prepared for this story, because we have to discuss very small things, like one we just discussed, that how should we walk. There is a chapter that we did in the last class, five paps, five sins, right? Five sins. So what we have to do is we have to extract those five sins from the story. The story is on five sins. So what is your homework? While you come in the next class, what will you do? You will read the story and you will point out that, okay, which sin he is who is committing which sin? Who has committed which sin? Okay, Yampal has committed any sin? Or the king, prince has committed any sin? And you have to point out, be asking who has committed what sin, and then we'll be discussing it. Okay, he did this. Okay, you all got it?
Yes.
Okay, so I present, okay, we'll conclude today. What we are going to read today is Dev Darshan, O God Devoid of Attachment. Open it.
Is it in the book? Hello?
Sorry, Natasha?
No, it's not on book. It's the poem we did. Oh God, Devoid of Attachment.
Poem, right?
Yeah, we don't have the poem because the laptop that it was on, our laptop crashed, so we're using a different one, and the poem is not on this one.
Okay. Okay, so what we'll do then in that case, Pure Soul is My Name, do we have? Anyone has Pure Soul is My Name? Or anyone has this poem, O God Devoid of Attachment?
The Pure Soul is in the book.
No, but I'm asking, anyone has this Dev Stuti, anyone has it?
I have it.
Okay, so Jaimin, will you sing for us? Jaimin, you can sing for all of us and we'll be just listening to you and we'll be revising, okay, what we did. Maybe we can recall. Okay, Jaimin, start.
I'm still opening it, actually. O God, devoid of attachments, understand our well-being preacher, let our wrong beliefs get destroyed. By knowledge, unfulfilled prayer, may we be kind to all souls and never speak the untruth. May we never do stealing, may we all practice celibacy. Let not raise our pride and greed, may we drink satisfaction nectar. May we always keep serving our genuine religion so divine. May we eliminate bad practices and spread good, pleasing deeds. May we live happily with others, propagating our triumph through religion. In rich joys and gloomy sorrows, as mountains, may we stay composed. May we always tread the path of righteousness, concentrating on our soul. May we destroy eight karmas that lead to unhappiness in the world. May we keep uttering your name, O Lord, that destroys all troubles. May our souls remain untainted, deprived of the dust of all sins. Let true knowledge of ourselves grow within with religious education. Standing on our feet with joined hands, we worship thee, O dear Lord, and pray that all our hopes be fulfilled, we attain ourselves. O God, devoid of attachments, understand our well-being preacher, that our wrong beliefs get destroyed. By knowledge, unfulfilled prayer.
I think Anubhuji got disconnected. So anyways, Jai Jinendra, thanks to all of you for joining today.
Sachinji.
Yeah, Arjun?
Unfortunately, my mom is traveling. She was